Bavabasra, Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel, 8:3. So here we're going to talk about the Benos Slavchad themselves, these girls who are daughters of Slavchad. So just to understand this Mishnah and its basic points, you have to understand the basic family tree. There was a fellow from the tribe of Manasseh whose name was Slavchad, who died in the desert. He was one of the people who left Mitzrayim. And according to our Tana here, that would entitle him to a portion of Eretz Yisrael. He died. He didn't have any children that are boys. He only had children who are girls, five daughters. So those five daughters, the Benos Slavchad, the daughters of Slavchad, will become his heirs. That's what it says in the Pasuk. In addition, this fellow Slavchad had a father. The father's name was Chefer. Chefer also had a portion in Eretz Yisrael because he also was one of the people who left Egypt. Chefer died in the desert as well. Chefer had, in addition to Slavchad, at least one other son. So Chefer's boys will be his heirs, but since one of the boys, Slavchad, is no longer alive, Slavchad's girls will be the heirs from Chefer's portion as well. Third of all, the Mishnah will say explicitly, Slavchad was the Bechor, he was the firstborn. If a man has a child and the first child is a male child, that child, the Bechor, the firstborn male, gets a double portion. So in the case I gave you before, if Slavchad was the firstborn and then he had one other brother, so Slavchad would get two-thirds and his brother would get one-third of Chefer's portion. And since Slavchad's not around, that two-thirds then would pass on equally to those five daughters. Okay, just to make sure something's clear, if a person has a daughter and then a son, let's say the person has a daughter and then two sons, the first of the two sons is not considered a Bechor compared to the second son. No, since the firstborn child was, to this man, was a female, a girl, so there's no Bechor in the picture whatsoever. Okay, with that in mind, the Mishnah says, straightforwardly enough, Benos Slavchad natlu shlosha chalakim benachla. The daughters of Slavchad took portions in Eretz Yisrael from three different portions they got. First of all, they got Chelek Avien, they got their father Slavchad's portion, Shahaya Im Yotze Mitzrayim, because Slavchad came out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, and that entitled him, according to this Tana, to a portion of Eretz Yisrael. Since he doesn't get it, his heirs will get it, he has no son, so therefore the daughters get it. Second of all, they got Vechelko Im Achiv Benichse Chefer. Their grandfather Chefer, the father Slavchad, also came out of Mitzrayim. He also was entitled to a portion of Eretz Yisrael. He also died in the Midbar. His sons then inherit him. He had boys, including Slavchad and one or more others. So the portion that would have gone to Slavchad now goes to these girls from Chefer's portion. And third of all, Vishahaya Bechor. Since Slavchad was the oldest of Chefer's children, he gets a double portion. And therefore, no tol shnei chalakim. They got two portions of the inheritance. Meaning, just for argument's sake, if Chefer had three boys, for argument's sake, so then Slavchad would get two quarters, and each of the other two boys would get one quarter. If Chefer had three boys in total, then it's two quarters, one quarter, one quarter. If he had, let's say, two boys, it would be two thirds and one third.